I'm known to a lot of my friends as Lee Cartwright. I've always lived in Washford Heath. My father was a PT instructor, and he also done various martial arts. So as I was growing up, I ventured into a lot of martial arts. So I've done Kung Fu, I've done a bit of karate, I've done a bit of judo, I've done a little bit of kickboxing. But I never stuck at one thing. I was always jumping from martial art to martial art. Then eventually I got to about 22. I started working, I started to be able to support myself, and decided to take up Thai boxing with K-Star, and started training with them. They took me to a level where I began to fight. I had about 4 fights with K-Star, was very successful with those fights, and then I went on to another gym called Black Widow. A good friend of mine called Yogi, he started to train me. Then I had another 5 fights with him and became English champion on the Black Widow at 65 kg. You know, and through growing up and doing the different martial arts, I've always wanted to teach it, I've always wanted to train it, I've always wanted to show others. I would always be in my back garden with the pads, showing my friends how to do moves and whatnot. And luckily I came across a few guys who suggested to me to start running my own thing. So luckily I came together with Mass at Button Hall, where we are now. We discussed training some kids from the local area for free. Just getting them off the streets kind of thing, getting them into the gym, showing them some self-defense, showing them how to look after themselves, teach them a bit of discipline as well. And so far everything's going well. We've got about 20 to 30 children coming, about 10 adults, and that's about it really.
So why should people watching this come and take part? What's in it for them?
Well, I think it's good exercise for one. It's good for confidence building. You know, it's good for depression. A good form of getting rid of depression is to exercise. I think there's a lot of children out there that tend to bully kids, behave aggressively, and this is because they need some kind of discipline. I believe if they had martial arts within them, they would have a different character about them. You know, it also teaches you to be respectful to others. It teaches you to stand up for people, not to use it unless it needs to be used. So I think it's good for children to learn, and I think it's good for adults to learn to protect themselves, to look after their families, and to look after others as well.
And what classes have you got running at the moment?
At the moment, it's still kind of on a rough side. We've got 7 to 14-year-olds kind of together. We've got a girls' class first, and that ages from 7 to around 14. There's not many girls coming at the moment, probably about 8 girls. Then we've got a mixed class. That's again from 7 to the age of 14. Mm-hmm. That's going very well. And we've also got an adult class from 15 upwards. I think soon we're going to try and change it so we can have junior beginners, junior intermediates, because some kids are learning faster than others. Some adults have done it before and they're learning faster than others. So we're going to try and put it into a nice plan. We will have junior beginners, junior advanced, junior intermediates. And the same for adults, adult beginners, adult advanced, adult intermediates as well.
You say that it teaches people discipline and respect. Have you seen the students that you've had so far change as they've gone on week from week?
Okay, we've been here for about 4 or 5 weeks. I think the children are learning very fast. I haven't seen much of a change in attitude. They still like to talk and run around. I've still got to put a bit of, you know, shout at them. No aggressiveness, just got to just keep them calm. I've seen a change in one or two of them. Some of them are really good, some of them quite wild. But hopefully as the months go on, we'll be able to tame that out of them.
Would you like to say anything to encourage more people to come down?
Yeah, definitely. I think Thai boxing, all martial arts, I've loved all martial arts. All martial arts are good, whatever you choose to go into. The reason I chose Thai boxing is because I wanted to be competitive. I wanted to see where I could take myself. Could I step in the ring? I was learning all these martial arts, I was sitting in my house watching films, watching boxing, and something would be inside me saying, I can do this, I know I can get in the ring and do this. So, the reason I chose Thai boxing was because it was competitive. It's not my favourite martial art, but because I wanted to get in the ring and test myself out, I chose Thai boxing. You know, there's other good martial arts like judo, karate, aikido, jiu-jitsu, and all martial arts are beautiful, they're all good to learn. So I'd encourage anyone to try and start learning any form of martial arts, but try and think about your personality and how you are as a person, and then look at a martial art that's going to suit your character and your personality. For instance, a quick example, my daughter, she doesn't like to punch, she doesn't like to kick. She's quite a gentle character. So I've suggested judo for her, where she's just counteracting people and putting them to the floor. And then my son, he's a bit aggressive, he likes to play, fight and move around, so I suggested Thai boxing for him. So think about your personality and think about a style of martial arts that would fit your personality.
Like other areas, Birmingham has seen its fair share of problems over the last week.
Yeah.
Do you think that if more of the young people in the city did martial arts training or other training that involves some form of discipline, that we would have seen the trouble that we have done?
I've been watching a few programmes over the last few days concerning the riots and things that have gone on. I think a lot of it is to do with parenting, and a lot of it is to do with... when I was young, you know, we could pay £1 and go and learn to do boxing, 50p, and go to the community centre and learn karate. A lot of places that teach you martial arts now, you have to pay big money. It's a lot of money, so a lot of kids can't afford to do it. Their parents can't afford to pay them. And this is why with our scheme that we're doing, eventually we will be charging, but it's not going to be nothing like £45 a month or £6 a session. It'll be like 50p. If some kids can't afford it, I'll let them come for free. Some guys that can afford it, £1, adults £2 or 50p. I think that there's not enough out there for children. Yeah, you've got playgroups, you've got parks, you've got places for them to hang out, but there's no one actually mentoring them or educating them. The parents are young as well, so and I don't think children having children nowadays, and they're not old enough to look after their child, so kids are growing up with no morals. So maybe we need something where kids can come to, where it's not business focused, it's community based, where kids can come in for free and learn to box, learn to DJ as well, learn to get on with other people's, and not pay £5 to £6, but big amounts of money like that, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. You mentioned the discipline side, about like parenting. So do you think that the training in martial arts sort of fills the gap left by the
parents? Okay, for example, you know, like a lot of kids got a good relationship with their mum and dads. They're not actually, I don't want to use the word scared, but they don't actually respect them. So I think when you bring your kid to a gym and leave them with an instructor that these children don't know, then the kid will actually switch on and think, hold on here. You know, it's different from listening to your mum and dad. You've just been put here now. You've got a new instructor, a new face, someone else that can create a new...
like a role model?
Yeah, like a role model. Someone that can teach them morals apart from their parents. Because a lot of the kids that come here, their parents will drop them off. And while their parents are here, you see them running around and whatnot. As soon as the parents go and say, right, everyone get on the mat, you'll see them just go quiet, switch off, and that's what we kind of... And I think that's why it'd be good to get some of these kids in here and let the instructor take over, teach them some of the disciplines. If they don't like the discipline and the things that we're teaching them, they'll have to leave. If they want to carry on learning, they're really interested in it, then you will see a change in them, and then they will start to listen.
So it's very strict then. You have a strict set of rules that the people who come here have to abide by, otherwise...
We're very open, we're very relaxed with the children as well. We don't mind them having a giggle and a laugh, but when I'm talking, I expect them to be quiet, to listen. It's the same kind of thing when they go back home, if their mum and dad are talking, you be quiet, you listen. So it's the same kind of rules. I'm not that strict with the kids, but I try and educate them. Just try and talk to them. If I'm talking, please listen. You know, if you don't want to listen, stand in the corner. If you're not going to stand in the corner, then leave, go home. You know, don't use it on no one else, don't bully no one. Have confidence, have control. You know, those kind of things. Yes, I think it's good for the children.
Right. And you mentioned as well that when you were younger, there were places you could go to do boxing or do martial arts, and it was very cheap, very affordable. Do you feel that all these places have gone now?
They've all gone now. Martial arts has turned into a big money thing now.
Do you think it's money, or do you think it's cuts as well? Because there aren't a community or youth groups that have the funding now to run these things.
Yeah, it could be a mix of both, to be fair. I think it's a mix of cuts, so where the, you know, people can't, or the council or the government are not putting enough into the area, and as well, the guys that are running these martial art academies and these martial art centres, they're trying to create a business. I don't blame them as well, but they're trying to support their family and create a business for themselves. But some of these kids can't afford the prices that they're paying out. I mean, £25 a month to some parents is a lot of money.
Yeah.
£45 a month for an adult to pay for sessions, maybe three times a week. For a 45-minute session, it's not enough. So I think money is a big issue with it. And if there was a bit more money pumped in, I mean, communities could help as well. They could give donations, could come down and speak and just watch the classes and help out a bit more. I think everyone's... like, back in the day when we was growing up, the community was community-based. Now I think everyone's got a bit more selfish, maybe due to the cuts and the way things are carrying and the way things are changing. Everyone's just focusing on themselves and their own family, so a lot of selfishness. Your neighbour don't really care about his neighbour no more. When we was growing up, you know, your neighbour would look after you. You wouldn't see your next-door neighbour starve or anything like this. Now, things are changing.